Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Okay, are you registered to vote in Phoenix, sir?
Am I registered for what?
To vote in Phoenix.
Of course I am. Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir. Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that of you voting on November elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other state and local offices? Are you almost certain to vote? We'll probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
No, I'll vote.
Okay. All right,
yeah.
So, okay, now just for qualification purposes for this survey, in what year were you born?
What's that?
In what year were you born?
1943.
Okay.
80 years old.
Okay, so now are you, is anyone in the household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Okay, would that be you or someone in the household?
Everybody.
Okay. All right, in thinking of, you know, about voting in the November election, would you say that you are personally extremely motivated to vote, very motivated to vote, or somewhat motivated to vote, or not too motivated to vote?
I'm motivated to vote.
Okay.
Very motivated.
Very motivated. Okay, and generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off the wrong track?
They're in the right direction.
Okay. All right, sir. Okay, now I'm going to read you names of some public figures, and I'd like to rate your feelings towards each of, you know, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so, okay? The first one will be Marcelino Quiñones.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him. Okay, Anna Hernandez.
I never heard of her.
Katie Hobbs.
Yeah, I've heard of her, yes.
Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
She's favorable, very favorable.
Okay, what about Carlos Galindo Elvira?
Never heard of her.
Kay Gallegos.
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, overall, do you approve or disapprove the job Phoenix City Council is doing? Would that be strongly approved, somewhat approved, disapproved somewhat, or disapprove strongly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat approve or disapprove?
Approve. Somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now thinking about the election in November, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
I'd vote for Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. All right, and if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates were, your area were, you know, Emilio Avila, Michael Nowoski, Marcelino Quiñones, Martin Bridgman, and Anna Hernandez, for whom would you vote?
Nowoski.
Okay, Nowoski. Okay, Michael Nowoski. All right, and how certain are you that you will vote for Michael Nowoski? Are you very certain, somewhat, or not too certain?
Very certain.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, please tell me which of these issues is the most important to you in deciding your vote, you know, for city council. Street and road maintenance, jobs in the economic development, crime, housing costs, racial equity, climate change and excessive heat, homelessness, water quality and supply, or would be public transportation?
I would say the homeless issue.
Homeless, okay, let me see. Homelessness, okay. All right, sir, okay, and now let me read you a series of statements about Anna Hernandez, okay? For each one, please tell me whether this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Ana Hernandez for Phoenix City Council. Okay, Ana Hernandez is a state senator and community activist. On the city council, Ana will work for economic fairness, just the pay of a livable wage, more police accountability, and to protect our water supply. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing to you?
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat, okay. Hernandez believes, you know, in a woman's right to choose, and she will stand up to lawmakers who want to take that choice away. She will support protections for doctors and medical professionals who perform abortion in Phoenix. Very convincing, somewhat, a little, or not convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. Okay, Ana believes, you know, that climate change poses a serious threat to Phoenix. She will work to help address, you know, the effects of climate change, including access to water for all Phoenix residents. Very convincing, somewhat, a little, or not at all convincing?
You know, these politicians, somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. Okay, and the last one say, Ana's brother was killed by Phoenix police, you know, while he was experiencing a mental health crisis. She has called for more accountability from police officers and community-based public safety solutions that address the root causes of crime. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing, I guess.
Very convincing. Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, now let me read you a statement about Marcelino Quiñones. For each, please tell me whether this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Marcelino Quiñones, okay, for Phoenix City Council. Marcelino is a state senator and longtime resident of South Phoenix. On the city council, he will work for improved public safety, more affordable housing, a better paying job for residents. Very convincing, somewhat, a little, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, the local economy is a priority for Marcelino. He will work with the local businesses community to attract more high-paying, you know, and union jobs. Very convincing, somewhat, a little, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, Marcelino has been a champion of first-time home buyers, you know, program in a state, in the state senate. He will use local and state incentives, you know, to improve more affordable housing for more people in Phoenix. And he will work with community groups to get unhoused people off the street and into housing programs. Very convincing, somewhat, a little, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, the last one say Marcelino believes that everyone should feel safe in their community. He will fight for more effective and transparent policing in Phoenix, including a new police precinct in Levine. Would that be very convincing, somewhat, a little, or not convincing?
Well, somewhat convincing, I guess.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. After hearing more information, if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates were only Marcelino Quiñones and Ana Hernandez, for whom would you vote?
For Quiñones.
Marcelino Quiñones. Okay. Yeah. All right. And finally, I would like to ask you just a few questions for a statistical purpose. Okay. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
All right, then would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Strong. All right, so in thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'm conservative.
Would that be somewhat conservative or very conservative?
I think I'm somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. All right, sir, and what was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Would that be 2-year degree, some college, or a 4-year college graduate?
Four years.
And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I've owned it for 58 years.
All right. All right. And finally, strictly for verification purpose, by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Paul.
Paul?
Right. P-A-U-L.
All right. Okay. Got you. All right. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay. You have a great evening, sir. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.